This is the Social Impact Comms podcast. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Catherine.
My name is Marie.
Listen in as we share our lessons learned communicating for impact across movements, organizations, and people working for change. So, Marie, we started a podcast. I am so excited to, as they say, hop on the mic with you and jump into this world of podcasting because we have a reason. We're so excited to share our best resources and information on social impact communications. What you should know about us is that we're tuned into the world. We're tuned into what's happening, you know, in our communities and with our clients and always there to lend a helping hand. And we've been working with organizations. And after a few years as consultants, we've been able to really dive deep, learning about the barriers, the challenges, the ups, the downs, and the breakthroughs in social impact communications.
Exactly.
That's the type of experience that led us to want to share this podcast with the world. The social impact space, it can sometimes have resources and sometimes have big resource gaps. We see lots of people, lots of organizations trying to change the world or their little corner of it on a shoestring budget, just working tirelessly on their project. And this podcast is a gift to change makers. It's a resource equipping communications teams, social impact and nonprofit staff that are looking to use communications as a tool to accelerate social change.
Exactly. And the key word that you said there is resource, right? One thing that we really notice is the gap in resources. And with this podcast and with our agency in general, we want to make those resources available for those people who want to make social change.
So, Marie, what are the gaps and barriers when it comes to access to information related to social impact communications? What knowledge gaps do you sometimes see related to social impact communications that in making this podcast, we're aiming to help?
That's a really good question, Catherine. You know, we work with changemakers every day. And one thing that I do see consistently is messaging. Good, strong messaging that really leaves an impact and lets people know your story and the work that you do and why you do that work. So messaging is definitely somewhere where I would start to look into when it comes to the way that nonprofits tell their story.
Absolutely. If you want to make change, you have to be crystal clear on what you want to happen, right? You know, and there's such a psychology behind it, moving people to want to act, moving people to want to shift their beliefs, to take an action, to take your side, to stand up, to actually act. There's such a wealth of psychology on it. And you're completely right that sometimes there's groups that could benefit for additional information when it comes to messaging. Such a great answer, Marie. Anything else? Anything else that we're going to be working on, talking about that nonprofits and changemakers and social impact people could learn about how to improve their communications and truly accelerate their social change work?
One other thing I would talk about is internal capacity and making sure that everyone in your organization has the same information. So sometimes there can be a lot of really good messaging within the organization, but that isn't being shared around. So really getting into that internal capacity and making sure that everyone has the same knowledge.
Yeah. You know, we like to approach things at a, let's get nerdy for a second, organizational comms level, okay? Yes. It sounds like I'm a university textbook when I say that, but there is important information when it comes to, let me pull out one more word here, change management in organizations. You know, when you are creating a strategy, how to roll it out, how to deepen your team's understanding and awareness, and quite frankly, familiarity, comfort, and buy-in to this change, right? So internal capacity, internal rollout, cohesion building within teams, and just how to actually make everyone gel. That can be tricky sometimes for social change, getting everyone on the same page, isn't it, eh?
Yes, very tricky. Yeah.
Now, Marie, those have been two amazing answers. Do you have a third little gem of wisdom for us today? One more approach that groups often overlook when it comes to social impact comms that will help them accelerate and amplify their change-making work?
Absolutely. So last, but certainly not least, I would say branding is a gap that I often see in nonprofits and social impact work. So the fact that sometimes nonprofits and social impact workers do not see themselves as a brand or do not see their nonprofit as a brand really shows that there are some gaps there in the way that they are thinking of themselves and the way that they are maybe causing a barrier to accessing their full potential when it comes to making social change.
We often see a gap between how organizations are seen by their audiences and how they wish they were seen and understood by our audiences. There's often a gap. Sometimes this gap is understood and like, oh, darn, you know, I really wish they understood that we did this type of programming. And sometimes that gap isn't understood and there's just a fuzziness. There's just a lack of clarity. There's just I'm not quite so sure why this work isn't going according to plan. You know, brand from everything from clarity in message to clarity in visuals to, you know, is your content accessible and engaging? And are you truly seizing the best of both worlds when it comes to messaging and written content and visuals that are hooking your communities in and telling your story?
Very well said, Catherine.
So that was our little teaser on some of the things you'll hear from the podcast. We've noticed that there are groups doing incredible work, but that would benefit from this information. And now, after years of posting on LinkedIn, making content training, we really just want to wrap up our best advice.
Yeah.
Our best advice into podcasts and be able to share a link, be able to have our communities and people who've yet to discover this find out this information. So what are some of the topics that you'll hear us say throughout this season one of our podcast?
Yeah. So like you said, Catherine, mainly we want to be sharing resources. We want to be a consistent resources for nonprofits and social change makers. In this podcast, you'll hear us talk about campaigning and mobilizing your community to get stuff done.
Marie, what experiences have we gone through in working together in this agency, but also just in general, that have moved us to see these gaps, to want to fill them and want to start this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, for myself, I've always been in a communications management position within a nonprofit that is really low capacity, is really looking to change things up, to tell a new story, and to increase their visibility and their growth. So I've been in positions where I see those gaps and I'm able to support these nonprofits in growing and in having clear communication, having clear messaging. And so coming to LeBlanc & Co., I knew that I had that experience in seeing the gaps and being able to fill that role and being able to support nonprofits in really making an impact.
Sometimes it's almost pattern recognition.
Oh, yeah.
You see something and you think, I think I've seen this before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you know, we're talking about smaller nonprofits, but really across the whole spectrum of social change groups. We work with foundations. We work with small and large nonprofits. We've worked with government, labor. We've even worked with some very mission-aligned business projects, even. We work with this depth of clients. And when I was first getting started, I remember thinking, sometimes you'd work with a new type of organization, and I'd be like, ooh, I wonder what they will think about what I have to say. I wonder how my experience will translate to this new type of endeavor. And you know what I learned very quickly? I feel like so many issues with communications are the same few problems over and over again. Obviously, there's issues that are more for small organizations, more for large organizations. There's different contexts. Like, don't get me wrong. You can be an organization with 1,000 staff and face issues in clarity of message and clarity of direction. You can be a small organization and have something that's still too bureaucratic of an issue holding you back. So what we're really looking forward to doing is distilling our best advice, pattern recognition. We see the issues that we've gone through, that we've seen, and we can prevent you, our listeners, our social change listeners, from going through, right? So this is really what motivates us to start this podcast, sharing information from our backgrounds, from our experiences, and drawing out the actionable best advice and packaging it up in themed episodes for our listeners to be able to learn. So let's chat about some of the things we're going to be talking about this season. So very excited to share some of our guidance on campaigning.
Yes. And also some of our best tips for messaging and storytelling. And we'll also be sharing our best comms, tips, and tricks for you to have handy.
We can't wait for you to tune in. So thanks so much, everyone, and stay tuned for season one of our podcast.
See you. See you next time.
See you next time.